You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Salisha Show. I'm Salisha, your host. And y'all, I just wanted to take an episode, just a few minutes, to sit down, just you and me, and just say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It's so cool to like have a dream, to think of something and to bring it to the world. It's one thing for something to be in your head, but it's another thing to like share it with people. That can be so scary. And I'm thankful to my friend Josh Carey for producing The Salisha Show. If it wasn't for him, I would not have the confidence to make a new show and literally call it The Salisha Show. That is something that I've always wanted to do, but just laughed at. And so it's so nice to actually make it a reality. So right now I am in DC in rehearsals for the new Britney Spears musical called Once Upon a One More Time. And I'm so happy to be here in DC, literally during the pandemic. I almost left the industry so that I could be an intern in DC. Like, I just wanted to live in DC. And this show is previously going to do the out of town Broadway tryout in Chicago. So it's funny how life works out sometimes. It got moved to DC. And so I get to be here, and it's beautiful here in DC. And so I'm spending the holidays here, and I really love it. And also, the show is, I might be biased, it's pretty great. Like, the Britney music is out of this world. And the show itself is so inspiring and empowering and fun, and also has like some deep messages while still staying light in it. It's exactly the kind of show that I would need, that my spirit would need right now, which is why I'm like, okay. Right now, yes, there are some deep shows going on. That's really great. But my spirit needs something light and fun and something that I can enjoy every day, like 6 days a week. And so that is exactly what Once Upon a One More Time is. And my cast is amazing. It's starring Justin Guarini from, do you remember American Idol season one? That is Justin. He is our Prince Charming. We've got Briga Helin, a TV superstar, and our whole cast is just filled with personalities and singers and dancers, and there's so much love. And I realized, so I'm a swing in this show. I've never been a swing my whole life. In fact, my brain explodes at the thought of being a swing. If you don't know what a swing is, it's basically somebody who covers everybody else. So I know 10 of the roles, basically the entire female ensemble and two of the leads. And if they don't come to work, I am on. Or if they are gone for whatever reason, I'm on. And that is, it's a very new experience, but I'm loving it. And of all the times in my life to be a swing, right now is pretty great timing. I still get to give attention to my podcast, The Salisha Show, and Black Hair in the Big Leagues, and work on some other things that I've gotten down the tube while also being intellectually stimulated. Can I remember all 10 of these roles? Does my body know how to do that? While also transitioning from not working for 19 months to going back into rehearsals 10 to 6, or even longer days than that, 6 days a week. It is quite a transition. This is a great way to do it because there are some times when my body is just, you know what? I really don't have it in me today. And as a swing, if they don't need me on stage, I can hang out. So it's a blessing in disguise. So I'm so grateful for it. But I'm sitting down today here with you because I want to announce my second season of The Salisha Show. And I'm so grateful that we can do this. I've got my cast. We're literally all here in DC together, living around the same area. I've been sitting down with them one-on-one, recording episodes, and I realized, why don't I just dedicate a whole season to the Britney Spears musical? and my castmates in the show. And so I've already gotten started on it. They are so fun. The episodes are on fire and filled with so much love because my cast, we love each other. It is a love fest backstage. And not only do we all get along and support each other, we all love Britney. And so it is quite an energetic bubble that it just feels good. And so I would love to share some of that energy with you. And we're talking about all sorts of things. Of course, we're talking about the show and things happening backstage and the rehearsal process because we are in the thick of making this new musical together and bringing it to Broadway together. And so it's fun recording what's happening while it's happening, like while we're in the thick of it. And hopefully one day I can look back and listen to the episodes and be like, oh my gosh, remember that? But for those of you who might be interested in how a musical is made or how people might be feeling during the process when we're in tech, when we're under stress, when we're under pressure, when like you go from doing something in an intimate setting with just your cast to letting the public in, and what that feels like, this is going to be a really fun season. And of course, all of my peers and castmates have very layered, multidimensional lives. So of course, we'll be touching on the show on and off the stage, but we'll also be talking about each one of them as a person, who they are, what they're bringing to this earth, what they're offering energetically. And I hope that you love it, because I am having such a great time doing it and recording it, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So starting next week, I'll be sharing my first episode with you, and every week after that for a couple of months. So sit back, enjoy. And if you guys have any questions, why don't you find me on Instagram at Salisha Thomas and write me a message or a DM or even an email. You can also get my email through my website, SalishaThomas.com. If there's something that you want to know or if something affects you, let me know, like good, in a good way or any kind of way. Just, I would love to hear from you. Thank you in advance. And also, while you're at it, if you'd like to leave a review or rate this podcast or share it with a friend, I would love that. It is so cool to hear what people think and have to say. And there are people who have reached out to me who are like, you need to talk to so-and-so. And I will find so-and-so and be like, the people have spoken. Would you like to come on my show? And it's cool to get to know somebody new and find out why they are amazing. So all good vibes, all positive vibes, all love. And I hope that you are having a beautiful, warm, heartfelt holiday season. I know holidays can be the best time of year or also a really tough time of year for people all across the board. So wherever you are right now, just know that you're okay to be there. If you're the happiest you've ever been in your whole life, I want to encourage you to celebrate this time in your life because you just came through. You just survived a very long pandemic and we're still technically in it. And if you're in a time in your life when you've never felt lower or discouraged or down on yourself, I want to say to you, feel your feelings, because that is what this life is about. You don't want to ignore any part of you or deny any part of you, because one day you will come through it. And when you do, you'll be able to look back at, if this is a hard time in your life, you'll be able to look back and say, I got through that, so I can get through this. I always think about when I hit rock bottom a few years ago. I went through the hardest breakup of my whole life. And everything pales in comparison. You would not be able to picture how low I was, because that's not like what I put out into the world. I like to put out optimism and positivity and joy and light. You would not be able to picture how bad I was on the inside and on the outside even when I was at rock bottom. But I will never forget what that felt like and what that looked like for me. And so when I'm going through a tough time in my life, I sometimes chuckle to myself thinking, whew, this is bad. But at least it's not that. I always have a point of comparison to what it used to be. So for better or for worse, honor this space in your life and sit in it until it's time to move on to the next thing. So I just want to offer you some encouragement today and some love and some light and some joy, and also to make a gratitude list. If all else fails, that is a blessing in itself, realizing how many blessings we are surrounded with and by. I'm so grateful to God, and I'm so grateful to you. So thank you for tuning in, and I cannot wait to share with you this next season 2. I think I'm calling it Backstage at the Britney Musical. See you next week. All right, bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.